At the last day of its annual meeting in Seattle, the IPHC approved a 4.4 million pound quota for commercial longliners in southeast Alaska. That's 12% less than last year's limit, but it will allow a bigger catch than commission staff had proposed. IPHC scientists were recommending a 26% cut in the limit for southeast, where they say the stocks have been declining. Longliners have already seen more than 50% of their limit cut over the past 4 years in southeast, which is known as Regulatory Area 2C. The rest of Area 2, including British Columbia and the Pacific Northwest, will also see a cut from last year, but again, not as much as recommended by staff. The commission approved limits of just over 800,000 pounds for the Northwest and 7.5 million pounds for BC. The IPHC meeting audio was broadcast live over the internet this year. Commission alternate Susan Farlinger of the Department of Fisheries and Oceans Canada explained some of the Commission's rationale for the decision on the Southeast, BC, and Pacific Northwest limits.
The catch recommendations in their entirety reflect the Commission focus on conservation, but also on the impacts of bycatch and migration on all the regulatory areas. In the case of the three regulatory areas within Area 2, in which the Commission catch exceeds the staff recommendation, the Commission is recognizing the emerging but incomplete information on the impact of bycatch in these areas.
Farlinger also noted there was ongoing stock assessment work aimed at examining the impact of bycatch, the unintentional catch of halibut and other fisheries. The Commission's numbers for Area 2 were based on those proposed by its Fish Processors Advisory Group, but the decision to go with those smaller cuts than staff recommended was not unanimous. U.S. Commissioner Ralph Hoard was the lone dissenting vote. He thought the combined limit for Area 2 was too high.
It's 1.65 million more pounds than what the staff recommends. In addition, the staff has recommended via the fast up, slow down, another 2.54 million pounds over the fishery CEY for a total of over 4 million pounds over the fishery CEY. And I cannot support this motion.
The fishery CEY, or constant exploitation yield that Hoard mentioned, is one of several factors the scientists use to estimate the total amount of fish that can be taken from a certain area, including commercial, sport, and subsistence harvests, as well as bycatch. Slow up, fast down refers to the staff's method of recommending a slow rate of increase for catch limits when the CEY is going up, and a fast rate of decrease when it's going down. For the rest of Alaska, the commissioners unanimously approved the original staff recommendations. That includes an 8% drop in the limits for Gulf of Alaska Area 3A and a 9% drop in Areas 3B and 4A. In the Aleutians, there's a 16% increase recommended for Area 4B, while the allowable catch in Bering Sea Areas 4C, D, and E would increase by about 3%. The decision will put the total coastwide halibut limit at about 50,670,000 pounds. That's a decrease of about 6.3% from last year. Staff had been recommending a 10% decrease total. Speaking by phone after the annual meeting, Commission Director Bruce Lehman sounded an optimistic note about the future of the stocks.
We are starting to see some signs of improvement in the western area. You know, we believe it's still coming for the eastern areas of the stock, but we need to get the harvest rate, we need to get that reduced somewhat from what we've been seeing in the past, but we do still see over the midterm some positive signs.
The commission also set the commercial halibut season dates for this year. It'll be open from March 6th through November 15th. The commission's catch recommendations still need approval from the federal governments in Canada and the U.S. before they're considered final. In Petersburg, I'm Matt Lichtenstein.